This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Leviticus chapters 4 through 7, we find an encouraging lesson for the times we feel guilt and remorse that just won't go away. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Perhaps you remember reading a few months ago about the garbage barge. It was this huge floating barge that carried 3,000 tons of trash piled in 18-foot stacks. And for nearly 6 months, it wandered from city to city trying to find a place to unload. Nobody would take it. You know, that's what our spiritual lives would be like without the grace and forgiveness of God. God has a strong desire to keep His people close to Himself. This section of Scripture certainly points out that great truth. But to remain close to the Lord requires some means whereby the sin, which the prophet Isaiah tells us separates us from God, where that sin can be forgiven. And what is sin? Sin is disobedience to any of the commandments of the Lord and coming short of what He would have us be and do. God made provision for forgiveness for the sins of everybody, the high priest, as well as for the common man. God wants nothing to stand in the way of any person receiving forgiveness for his sins. Nothing must be permitted to bar the door to heaven. And note carefully the order of things in this passage. The sin offering must be before the burnt offering. Why? We must first see to it that we have made our peace with God before we can offer our service to God. And by the way, if the person brought an offering of fine flour, it was not to be doctored up with oil or frankincense. Why? Apparently the flour itself did not taste very good, reminding the person of the pollution and loathsomeness of his sin. To add oil would have made it taste better. To add frankincense would have made it to smell better. But God wants each of us to see our sin as it really is. I wonder how the crew of the garbage barge felt when the city of New York said, "Okay, you can unload it right here. We'll take it and get rid of it." What a relief it must have been after 6,000 miles with that boatload of trash. And what a relief it is when we see the beauty and simplicity of God's forgiveness, which He offers us in Jesus Christ. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." That's the Christian's bar of soap, and we should use it every time any sin interrupts our fellowship with God. Christian, God doesn't want you to live a life as a kind of a spiritual garbage barge. There's a place to unload your sin and someone who knows how to get rid of it. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you discover and claim God's promises from the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. You'll find this daily devotional and Bible reading guide a valuable aid in your personal time alone with God. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the one ingredient that can ruin any recipe for happiness. Join us on Daily Discipleship.